You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh, hello there. How are you doing? Oh, is that my football friends? I think it is. How are we? Merry Christmas, may I add? Yes, yes, yes. It's your mate, Alex Mearns, and I've got something for you. What is it? Oh, what's that under the tree? What is that under the tree? I think it's the present I've left there for you. For you, football friends. Go over and look at it. You see the little gift tag I put on it? Yeah? Dear football friend, best wishes, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of love from the Football Hour presenter, Alex Mearns. Okay. Right, this is exciting. You know what the present is, don't you? It's a podcast. Oh, yes. Hello and welcome to our festive feature titled All I Want for Christmas Is This Feature. In the lead-up to Christmas, you know what? It's fine for children and kids to sit on Santa's lap, but if you want me to sit on his lap, they say, no, Alex, get out of the shopping centre. No, sorry, I went a bit too far there. No, kids get to sit on Santa's lap and ask Father Christmas what they hope for Christmas, don't they? Well, I thought, that's discrimination. Oh, yes, against us adults. And especially us adults who support football teams, like every adult. So, you mean all adults? Yes, I mean all adults. Okay, every single football fan up and down the football land has a Christmas list longer than any kid's present list of things which we would love to see change at our football clubs in the new year. So I decided, because I'm rather smart and like doing football features, I decided in the run-up to Christmas on the Football Hour, I will create a list of presents football fans from specific clubs would ask Santa Claus for. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. This week, we are travelling to the red half of Mankland to speak with a fictional, made-up Manchester United fan who is actually from Manchester and not London, which is very, 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 very surprising. This, football friends, is All I Want for Christmas. The Manchester United edition. Here we go. Cue the music.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
To play a top six side and not defend for 90 minutes? Is it too much to ask for more than 30% possession? Our kid Jose just can't help himself. He's addicted to defence. But if Mourinho wins the league, he won't be parking bus. He'll be riding an open top bus. Second present, Santa. I know our defensive record is relatively sound. But can we just sell Phil Jones and Chris Smalling now? Mourinho's centre-backs at Chelsea was John Terry, Ricardo Carvalho. And at Real Madrid, he had Sergio Ramos and Pepe. Jones and Smalling just ain't ever going to excite us United fans. And Phil Jones' facials are not the one, are they? Third gift I desperately need. Could you whisper in Jesse Lingard's and Romelu Lukaku and even Paul Pogba's ear that their tragic dancing after a goal has been scored is simply not cool? This is Manchester, the home of some of the coolest bands of all time. And those boys dancing are looking like a crap JLS tribute act. Fourth present, this is a big one. You need to tell Real Madrid to leave off our David De Gea. The lad is the world's best with his hands. He's the top of the range goalie, up there with Peter Schmeichel. And I don't care how much you may want in Madrid, he's a Red Devil, not a Madridista. Fifth and final present. Could you make sure the Stone Roses don't split up again? I know it's not technically Man United related, but they are a top, 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 top set of lads, and I miss their shows at Ian Park and at the Etihad, so make sure the Stone Roses stay together. Thank you, Santa Claus. Love, all Manchester United fans. Oh, well, there we go. That was our made-up Man United fan with his Christmas list. I don't know why I'm doing this posh accent now. It must be because I'm trying to get away from that accent that I was doing. What did you think of my Mancunian accent? Was it any good? It was tragic, wasn't it? It was tragic. And my favourite band is Oasis, and I couldn't even do the Manchester accent. Actually, it was all right. It was all right. I've actually thought of doing this feature called Mancuvian Match of the Day, where I do sort of like a Liam Gallagher impression, but reviewing the Man United and Man City results from the weekend. So, do you reckon I should do it? Because that would have to be my accent, and you'd have to listen to that accent whilst I do the feature the whole time. Nah, I thought it was quite good. It was quite a good accent. It was quite a good feature as well. What do you think of the prizes? Yeah, I don't think Santa can make sure the Stone Roses stay together, but I think Santa could have a word with Lingard, Lukaku and Paul Pogba, because their dancing is so tragic. And you're right, Mancuvian football fan, Manchester United fan. They do look like a crap JLS, don't they? Oh, that was a good feature. That was All I Want for Christmas, the Manchester United edition. This is the Football Hour, and I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you to that made-up Mancuvian who came into the studio and recorded that. It was very, very kind of you. If you football friends fancy doing something for Christmas for me, I give you loads of presents all the time, why don't you give this podcast a 5-star review on iTunes? Yes, I know a lot of you listen on iTunes. Why don't you give me a 5-star review? Go on, be good. It is Christmas after all. Come on, be nice to me. 5-star review, leave a comment, be nice. I only want 5-star reviews. If you're going to be horrible, just don't bother doing it. Come on, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Be nice. Give me a present. Yes, thank you. Right, I'll see you probably tomorrow morning with another podcast. All right, lots of love. Goodbye. Ho, 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 ho.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.